See, the Shalom describes beautifully. Ve'yetze Yaakov Beersheva, Chazal Darshin, Chazal Omrim, Sha'olam Nidmolo Kikoiso. Hayakashelo Lavar, it was difficult for him to pass. It was very, very hard when Yaakov left the yeshiva of Shein Ve'ever. It was very, very hard for him to go into the next stage and go to the challenging world of Chutz Laretz. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu show him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him Malachei Elohim. He shows him Malachim. There are Malachim of Eretz Yisrael and Malachim of Chutz Laretz. Based on what one of my Rabbeim, Rav Shechter, said, we could add that if a person is going back to Chutz Laretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him different malachim to protect him. Bitnai, says the Nesiv HaShalom. Rav Shechter said there are different rabbeim in Eretz Yisrael. Yesh rabbanim shein be'Eretz Yisrael. Yesh rabbanim b'chutz la'aretz. Shekol achad yesh lo et ha'tafkid shelo. V'yesh osif sheyesh malach. Sheyesh malach shemagein kishu nimtza b'yeshiva. V'yesh malach gan shemagein kishu nimtza v'bein hazmanim. There's a malach that protects him when he goes back for Bein Hazmanim, a malach that protects him that when he goes out, if he has to Chutz Laretz. But, even though we have malachim, we have to know what the ladder is. The malachim are on the ladder. Anachnu tzrichim liyot basulam. Eich anachnu yicholim lisha'er basulam. L'maisa fil Yaakov inoy mefached. If there's a boy that's not afraid, there's a boy that's not scared before he goes to Bein Hazmanim, then there's something missing in the Midah of Yaakov Avinu inside of us. So Rabbosai, I'd like to talk about three things that we need to think about to prepare ourselves properly for the Bein Hazmanim. Number one, there's a tremendous challenge out there in the outside world, challenging all the Kedusha that we developed here in Eretz Yisrael. Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zichron Levracha, emphasis on Zichron Levracha, said that a person has to realize that Chochma, Bina, and Dasa, Bitzal, what did Bitzal do that was so special? The Chabad of Bitzalel was that he was able to take the ideals of Torah and be able to implement, there's a Migdash Ilah, and to implement it in the Migdash Tata, in the lower base HaMigdash. And in the Migdash Ilah, the first thing that was there was the Aron. But in the Tata, when Bitzala with his Chacham Bina Das, it wasn't enough just to simply put the Aron down in Yeshiva, it's just Torah, 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 and Torah. But first, when he constructed the Mishkan, Kishibetzalel asa ata Mishkan, Hadavar Rishon Shu Sam Zaya Mechitzas. Every boy needs Mechitzas. He needs the things that are going to protect him from the outside streets. I've spoken about this in the past. Talmidim could refer back to previous Sichas Moser. We put on the internet, YouTube, don't blink. A person needs to keep in mind that he needs a filter, he needs mechitzos to protect him from the outside world. That's in regards to Kedusha, Ayin Sham, there for more. But a person needs to think, what are going to be the mechitzos? Number two, Talmud Torah. In a way, it's very scary. Look at the Rabbanim you're sitting next to. Comes the Bein Hazmanim, after Yeshiva's Bein Hazmanim, so then the Rabbanim are not always next to you. It's daunting. Yaakov Avinu was scared. He no longer has shame behavior. So Rabbosai, how are we supposed to go about continuing what we've accomplished in yeshiva? Very, very simple, Eitzi. You could keep your Rabbeim with you. You could keep all the sugyas that you had with you. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, just an amazing Musar. Think about the words of the Gemara. The metaphor is so beautiful. HaGemara b'sof Sanhedrin omeret. Mi shelo chozer chas v'chalila amashu hu lamad. It's like somebody who is zoreya, he planted, ve'ina kotzer, and he doesn't cut off. He doesn't reap his fruits. How much time does it take to plant? You know how many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours the farmer has to do plowing, and he has to water, and he has to weed? Rabosai, that's what you did as well. Kama sha'ot lamadetem seder boker, taseh cheshbon. Every single boy here, how many hours did you learn in the last 7 months? Did you put in just into the beginning of Maseches Kedushin? I did. I actually tried to calculate myself. An average Shana Aleph boy, I'm not talking about Shana Bet, Shana Gimel, Shana Dalid, puts in something like 200 or 300 hours. That's what a farmer puts in to start growing his stuff. How much time does it take for the farmer to cut off? A lot less. 300 hours that a person put in learning the first 10 dap, and let's say Kedushin, choose something else. If Kedushin you weren't as successful in, it was Sota, whatever it might be. 300 hours, you know how many episodes of Friends that is? What Friends? How many episodes? And how long does it take to cut off? How long does it take to cut off those fruits? If you just spend a few more hours, the farmer just spends a few more hours to go over and go back to the tree and cut it off, he's got it. And it's a waste. Chaval, it's a waste. All we have to do is just put in a few more hours. It's so hard. The Sitra Achra fights. Zoreya, he planted so much. Rabosai, just be kotzer. And your Rabbeim will be right with you. You open up the Gemara that you learned with your special Rabbeim. You learned with your special Chavrusas at night. There's one more challenge. And this is a challenge that's much more nuanced. And with this, just I want to do Musar for 10 minutes and Zehu. The last challenge is when you go out back home, you go back out to the street, and you're no longer in the confines of yeshiva. Lo nimtza'im b'makom shemivinim maze b'diyuk b'yeshiva. He doesn't recognize his house necessarily with the same values of the yeshiva. And even the shul that he dons in his community, it's not necessarily the same community as well. One of my rabbeim, who is a big masmid, who is very, very strong-minded, he said, when it comes to your parents, כשחוזרים הביתה, יש דבר אחד הכי חשוב, שזה המכה בפתח של סוף הזמן. This is the most important concluding part of the Zman. And that is, how do you help at home? That reflects so much of what you learned this entire Zman. And the Gemara in the end of Yuma says, what is the tafkid of all of this? Of all what we're doing? That someone comes back and woe to us Rabbeim. If our Talmidim walk into a shul, they walk home, and their parents say, why did they go to yeshiva? Says the Gemara, and the highest tafkid is that the Shem Shemayim Misayi Val Yodcha, that they say, wow, I see what yeshiva did to them. So even though, for sure, you have to be kotzer, what you learned this man, but realize the whole definition of how amcha, eicha olam ro'im ma'ay hazman shelanu, they're going to see that through the way we act and our l'shem shemayim shuvim mesayi val yadcha. Don't act defensively. If your mother complains about something in yeshiva, that you know that you've been taught by your rabbeim is correct. Our great Rebbe Rav Nevin Sal Shlita holds the mayim achronim. Mikra d'dina, person has to do mayim achronim. So you get up and you do mayim achronim. And someone complains and someone makes fun. If it's your mother, if it's a close loved one, you don't need to respond defensively. Listen and show them they understand. My Rebbe told me that it's correct. So So I have a secret for you. And this is a very important yesod in terms of relating to one's mother particularly, and relating to women, Emir Tashem, your wife, generally. And that is, when a woman responds to something, and for that matter, I think it applies to men as well, she's not saying, even if she's critical, she's not saying, I know halacha better than Rav Nevin Sal. She knows that she doesn't. But there's an emotional reaction. Her son is changing. Maybe my son is rejecting me. You know how you show that you're rejecting your mother, chas v'chalila? Atem yudim eich haben marela ha'ima sh'ani mored bach? The way he does it is by responding to her comment and pushing her further away. Ani im harabanim. At b'makom acher. No! When you tell her you understand how she feels, you're not saying the halacha is like her. You can continue doing ma'am afronim. But show, validate, laharot shahargashot shela chashuv lecha. That's what's most important. Don't act defensively. What you've learned in the base medrash, ze emes, moish emes v'sarasay emes. But the moment that we act defensively is the moment in which there is a negative response in the air. Same thing happens when we come to shul. When someone says something about your Shmon Esrei is so long, you're so religious. So some Talmidim, what's their reaction? Mat tguva shel Talmidim kishomrim sheshmon esrei kol kach aroch. They daven so fast. Mitbalim kol kach maher. How can they say all the words? Why do you need that reaction? Don't need that reaction. Rabosai, if someone believes something is truthful, it's a rule in capitalistic economics. And that is, the best product is going to win at the end of the day. Hamotzar hachi tov, ze ma shematzliach bashuk. Im anachnu be'emet ma'aminim, sheyesh lanu et ha'emet, lo tzrichim l'chom. If you have a confidence, so then, wait a second, maybe he's right. Ulayu kent sodek, lama anachnu ratzim. And if you don't see the results of this right now, but the results will take place in 30, 40, 50 years from now. Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. Ultimately, it's going to win the day. Because we know that our Avodas Hashem that we've tried to inculcate the Talmidim is what ultimately is going to last. You know why many Talmidim react defensively? It's because they themselves are insecure. When we're insecure, so then we've got to respond in a way that shows, no, I know, I have Rav Nevin Sal behind me, he's behind me. Who do you have behind you? But if a Talmud really believes in himself, someone added to me beautifully, Shezeh HaMidah Shel Amalek. Amalek's a Safek. Haman is always insecure. Kol Zeh Inenu Shaveli. Haman is constantly secure. He needs to be invited all the time to the parties. But a Ben Torah is the opposite of the Bechina Amalek. We did Mechias Amalek. Mechias Amalek is about eradicating the Sveikos inside of ourselves. And beginning to decide what is important and not necessarily being defensive about it. So to summarize, Rabosai, three avodas. A lot of Friends episodes were changed over to a lot of learning of Torah. But we've got to make sure that we're kotzer, that we cut off what we've learned. We've got to make sure that we go off to the Bein HaZmanim. Chochma, Bina, and Das is the ability to plant mechitzos. And in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, a person doesn't need to always fight to create the MS. If a person really believes in what he's doing himself, and think in the next few days, what are the things that are inside of me that I really believe in, and what are those things that I don't believe in? And now we have the opportunity, the last few days, to review them with our Rabbeim. That, in that way, the Shem Shemayim will be Messiah V'al Yedeinu. when we come home, if we have to go back during the Bein HaZmanim, or whenever we ultimately go home, and every child has a responsibility, as Yaakov Avinu had, to go back to continue mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, with that will be Zelcha V'Heshiv Levavos Albonim.